Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 50. Jace. Always had to deal with some shit from Principal Vaughn. I had been staying under his radar for nearly 2 years now. And now, because someone else had posted flyers around campus with Allie and me naked, I was the one in trouble. It was fucked up. "Take Allie home," I said to Imani.
"Jace," Allie whispered, shaking her head. "Don't go."
She knew that Principal Vaughn would expel me for fucking her in the football locker room because he was the biggest dick in all of fucking Redwood, who had just been waiting to throw me out. So many people fucked on campus. I had seen it with my own two eyes with Carter and Nicole. We weren't the only ones.
"My office now, Harbor," Vaughn said.
Allie pulled herself out of Imani's hold and walked to my side.
"I'm coming too."
"You have class," Principal Vaughn said, staring at her for a moment longer than he should have.
"Allie, go," I said to her. She crossed her arms over her chest.
"No. If you expel him, you're going to have to expel me too, for what I did with him."
Allie looped her arm around mine.
"You can't put the entire blame on him. He doesn't deserve it."
I removed my arm from hers. "Go home, Allie. This isn't your fight." Though he looked surprised at first, Principal Vaughn cleared his throat.
"If that's what you want, then I'd like to see both of you in my office."
He held the door open and pointed into the room, glaring between us.
"She doesn't want that, sir," I said through clenched teeth.
"She's going home, now."
"No, I'm not. You're not going down alone."
"My office, now."
"If you expel them, you're going to have to expel me, too."
Imani stepped forward.
"I fucked Poison in your office after school yesterday."
Principal Vaughn, Allie, and I looked over at Imani with wide eyes. She swallowed hard, her cheeks flushing red, and uncomfortably crossed her arms over her chest. She gave Allie a small smile and nudged her.
"That's enough. I don't want to hear about anyone else's sexcapades. All three of you, inside my office before I call security."
Principal Vaughn walked into his office and sat at his desk. Imani wrapped her arm around Allie's and walked with her into the room. I followed after him and collapsed into the chair beside Allie. Well, we were all fucked now. Allie and Imani could lose their acceptances to college, and football for me was long gone. Poison followed us into the room and locked the door behind them.
"You're not expelling anyone," Joao said to the principal, sliding his ass onto the desk and lighting a cigarette right in Vaughn's face. "If you do, we'll release your file to the community."
Vaughn went to snatch the cigarette from Joao's hand, but he pulled it away.
"Don't you want to know which file? There are tons of them out there on you. And all the damn money in the world won't save your ass this time."
Principal Vaughn flared his nostrils.
"I don't know what you're talking about."
"The cameras that you installed yourself in the girls' locker room 2 years ago."
All the blood drained from Vaughn's face. Allie tensed and looked at me with wide eyes. This must have been something that was in that damn file from Nicole's father's house. There had been loads of shit in there.
"How do you know about that? It's erased."
Landon walked around the desk and clasped his hand on Vaughn's shoulders, clamping down tightly.
"Once it's out in the world, you can't erase anything. You can hide it behind money, but money won't buy our silence about it."
Kai grabbed the papers from Imani's hand and uncrumpled them, showing him the pictures of Allie and me from the locker room.
"Did those look like they were taken by a phone or a video recorder, Jace?"
My eyes widened as it all started to come together.
You have cameras in the football locker room? I asked through clenched teeth, standing up. What the fuck do you do? Jerk off to naked and underage high school kids?
You have no proof, Vaughn said.
Kai, can you pull up the security camera recordings from last night?
Joao asked. Kai pulled out his computer, hacked into the security footage with ease, and played a recording of none other than Vaughn hanging up those pictures of us late last night.
Overcome with rage, I swung my fist at him and hit him across the face. Vaughn's head swung back, blood spurting out of his nose.
I'm going to get you arrested for that. You're going to be...
Joao held up a finger and waggled it.
No, you're not. You're going to remove those cameras and not say a word to anyone for the rest of the year. You won't expel Jace or Allie, or especially Imani. You're going to be our bitch.
Why?
Allie asked suddenly with tears in her eyes.
Why would you do that to me? To us? Why would you put those DVDs and dildo in my locker and post pictures around campus of us?
Vaughn wiped the blood from his nose with his sleeve and looked away from Allie and me. Landon slapped him hard across the cheek, and I ached to hit him harder than that. He fucking deserved it.
She asked you a question, Landon said. Because,
Vaughn answered.
Say it,
Joao said.
Because I fucking love watching innocent schoolgirls like you squirm.
I hit him right across the face again, giving him a black eye. You fucking disgust me, I said, spitting in his face. I snatched Allie's hand and led her to the door. I wasn't going to let her deal with another second of this. Imani, come on, I'm taking you home. Poison will deal with this.
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.